Well, good morning. We have been looking at the Ten Commands. And so we're in Exodus chapter 20. If you want to go to Exodus chapter 20, we're gonna pick up there this morning with verse 12. We've been looking at the various commands, and we've subtitled this the positive or positive obedience, because so many times we look at these, we act like these are things we can't do. I can't do this. I can't do that. But really what God is trying to do is God is trying to set up some perimeters in our life. And so we want to see what we can do. And so the first command showed us that God is supremely and he is exclusively to be worshiped. He deserves it. He's worthy of it. He's the only one in our life that should be worshiped. He's the only one in our life who has that ability to receive that worship. And so God should be worshiped. Secondly, we looked at the fact that God is supposed to be worshiped in spirit and truth. And that is, we cannot make an image that captures who God is. There's no bull, there's no bird, there's no animal, there's nothing, there's no object that can capture the essence of who God is. And so God says, don't even try. God is spirit, and he needs to be worshiped in spirit, and he needs to be worshiped in truth, in that we should not try to fool ourselves into thinking that worship is something that we just do flippantly. It's not something we do occasionally. It's not something we do once a week, or for some folks, twice in a month. Yes, we gather together once a week to worship, but our worship needs to be much more intentional and much more during the week as well. And so he says that he is to be worshipped in spirit and truth. The third thing that we looked at was that we are not to take God's name in vain or carry God's name in vain. And what that means is that when we carry God's name, if we're going to call ourselves Christians, if we're going to call ourselves children of God, we need to be careful how we carry God's name. We need to make sure that the lives we live, the things we say, the words we speak, that they reflect the God who should be honored. And so we don't want to carry God's name in vain. And last week we looked at Sabbath. We looked at the fact that God has called us to rest. Now, Sabbath is not a day when we get together and worship. That is important. But God gave us the Sabbath so that you could physically rest, which will affect the way you are emotionally rested. And so God designed you to work and to rest. And so he says, take a break. And some of us get so caught up in the American dream and in the American culture that we work, and we miss out. And we don't rest. And then I talked about the idea that no matter how many naps you take or no matter how much physical rest you get, you can only find spiritual rest in Jesus. And today we're gonna make a shift. We're gonna go from vertical commands, if you will, to horizontal commands. We're going to go from commands which God says, how are you to interact with him, or how are you to understand God, and how are you to rest, to how are you to interact with others. So we're going from the vertical, us and God, to us and people. We're going horizontal today. And the first command is the command that we are to honor our parents. We are to honor our parents. God commands us to honor our parents, and if we do that, we are able to influence not just our own house and not just the people in it, but we are able to influence in reality. If we do it all together, we can influence and impact society as a whole and change things God instituted the family. God instituted who we are as believers and who we are as people who are to worship God and who we are as people to interact with each other. And when we live out these commands, when we live out these this way, we are really able to impact the world around us. And so by the end of today, what I want you to do is I just want you to respect your parents. I know some of you may have difficulty with that, and we'll talk about that as we move along. So Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 tells us this. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may have a long life in the land that God is giving you. This morning, I want us to look at two objects of this text that we can pull out and that we can help us, that will help us to understand what it is that we are to do. And the first thing is this, that when we honor our parents, we are honoring God. When you honor your parents, you honor God. Why are we to honor our parents? Why are we to honor fathers and mothers? Why are we to be able to lift them up and respect them and to bring them honor? They are an earthly extension of God's authority. Now you may say, but hold up, you don't know who my parents are. God does not give any qualifications on this. And I think the message that we're trying to get across is that if you don't respect your parents, you're not going to respect others. When you don't respect your parents, you're not going to respect other people in authority. When you don't respect your parents, you won't respect the police. When you don't respect your parents, you don't respect those who are in authority over you, like maybe in government or in things like that. When you don't respect your parents, you're going to probably have a hard time respecting your boss. When you don't respect your parents, you don't give respect to others as well. So respect is taught, respect is learned in the home. And so we are to respect our parents. And you say, but you don't know who my parents are. My parents hurt me. My parents were not good to me. My parents may have physically abused me. One of my parents may have sexually abused you. You may say, but my parents emotionally abused me. They called me names. They did this. They told me I was stupid, that I would never live up to anything. And I would say this. You don't have to honor their actions. You don't have to honor their words. You don't have to honor what they say, but you need to honor them because God said so. God says, honor your parents. The scripture doesn't say honor your parents if they're nice to you. It doesn't say honor your parents if they've been good to you. It doesn't say honor your parents if you like them. It says, honor your father and your mother. Some of you say, well, I can honor my mother, but not my father. Or maybe you say, I'll honor my father, but not my mother. And God has included both of them in this text, which is interesting. In a society that was male-driven, it was patriarchal, where the father was the leader of the family, he was the leader of the clan, he was the leader, everything was male-dominated. God doesn't just say, honor your father. He says, honor your father and your mother. So we are to bring honor to our families. Like I said, you don't have to honor their lifestyle. You don't have to honor their sin. You don't have to honor their weaknesses. But we are to honor them because they are the human instruments that gave us life. And here's the kicker, or here's the cool part. If you're able to honor imperfect parents, you're going to have no problem honoring a perfect father. If you can do the hard one of honoring imperfect parents, you can do the easy one of bringing God honor, who is a perfect father for us. And so there are those of us in life situations where we're kind of in both roles as a parent and as a child. Some of you are still able to have your parents alive, and God says you need to honor them. Which is weird when you also have kids. When you become an adult, that relationship tends to shift a little. Your parents are still there to give you counsel. They're still there to give you wisdom because, believe it or not, they've been where you are. It may be a few different circumstances, but they've been where you are. And they're able to give you counsel and encouragement and give you wisdom. But they're not responsible for your actions. Parents, if you have adult children, and if you've instilled in them godly values, and if you've instilled with them godly wisdom, you are not responsible for their actions. If they go away and do the things that they should not be doing, it's not on you. Now, if you've taught them to do all those things and you've been okay with all those things as they grow up, then you probably bear some of the burden. And so we are to give honor to our parents. Now, in today's culture, in today's society, that will look a little different than what it looked like to Israel. It'll look a little different than it looked like to the people who were reading Scripture. See, our parents in today's world are different than those who lived in Scripture, in that our society is set up a little differently. And so some question, you know, is it wrong for me to am I dishonoring my parents by choosing a certain medical procedure for them, or putting them in a particular place like in a nursing home? Or am I dishonoring them? Am I doing all I can do to take care of my parents if I don't move them into my home or move closer to them? Or am I dishonoring them by not doing that? And I would argue that you are honoring them by doing what's best for them. And what's best for them may not be the easiest thing for you. And so you can bring honor to them, and you can respect them, and you can love them by taking care of them the rest of their life. But that may and probably will look different for different people in different circumstances. And so I'm not going to say if you do a certain action that you are a horrible child. I really do think it's situational. And then children, we need to respect those who gave us life. Again, you won't agree with them always, but you need to respect them. You need to honor them. You need to give them at least the ear. You need to give them the respect of listening to them and knowing that they probably know more than you do. And so we are to respect, we are to honor them, because when we do so, we honor God's command, and we honor God. And when we honor regardless of worthiness, our society will be better. When we honor our parents regardless of if they deserve it or not, we build our society. And that's the second thing I want you to see, that honoring parents builds society. If you go back to Genesis, God creates Adam and he creates Eve. And after he creates Eve, he brings her to Adam, and Adam sings a song, because if you look in your Bible, it's probably in a poetic form. So Adam goes to singing when he sees his wife. And God says, Adam, here is your wife. Eve, here is your husband. Be fruitful and multiply. And God institutes marriage. God institutes the family. And from there on out, society begins to form. Culture begins to be created. And when we abandon the family, our society begins to fall apart. You listen to the news, or you watch the news, you read what's going on, and our society is crumbling. Our society is falling apart. And you may say, well, it's because we took Jesus out of school. You may say, because we took prayer out of school. May say, because, you know, we started opening up restaurants on Sunday and let people go to restaurants instead of going to church. You may say it's because we started entertaining ourselves with television or with other things. And I would say that the problem is that we didn't take Jesus, or we didn't take prayer out of school, but we took it out of the family first. And that the family has begun to fall apart. We've created programs, and we've created policies, and we've instituted ways to quote-unquote help people. And in reality, we've just rewarded people for behavior that is quite just honestly wrong. We've made it easy for people to do the wrong thing. And so it has begun to destroy the family. We see rises in divorce to the point that today that people don't even get divorced anymore. They just don't get married in the first place. They just live together because it's easier. We subsidize people's activity when we should be telling them you need to have God in your family. You need to have honor back in your family. And we don't teach children to honor their parents because their parents aren't even together. And so when we've destroyed the family, and it is destroying society, and we see it more and more and more. We hear over and over and over again about people being killed or being shot or something happening. And more times than not, the person who did the shooting or the person who was shot does not have at least one of their parents in the family. We've broken down our family. We've broken out down honor, and we have destroyed our society. So what I want to do for you today, or what I want to encourage you today, is to bring honor and respect back into your family. Bring it back. Husbands, show respect for your wives. Wives, show respect for your husbands. Children, show respect for your parents. And when we're able to bring honor and respect and the gospel back into the family, it will inevitably affect the rest of society. And God gives this command, and for us, it doesn't sound like an odd command. Honor your parents. Good idea. We've been doing it. We've grown up with it all of our lives. But you need to understand that this is a radical idea. Ancient Romans used to drown their parents if they were 60 years old and they believed that they were unable to contribute to society. They would throw them in the river and just let them drown. the Indo-Germanic people and the Persians who tended to be a little more nomadic, which means they moved around, when their elderly became, they didn't move around very well, they just left them there and let them die. They didn't take care of them and bring them with them. They just abandoned them. Early Eskimos, when their parents got old and they felt they were unable to contribute and they didn't want to take care of them, they would stick them on a slab of ice and just shove them off into the sea, let them starve to death or freeze or drown. And so God given this command to Israel and to us today to honor and to take care of and to respect and to love our parents was a radical idea in their time, and I think it is again in ours. That we are to love and we are to honor and we are to cherish and to respect our parents. Respect our children. And they will show respect. And teach that generation after generation after generation. And God is able to change those things. So when respect happens in the home, it will overflow into society. When we change society, our homes are benefited by it as well. So today we've talked about how we deal with others. In the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about respecting and submitting to one another. When we live out our lives, we are to show respect for others. And the first place we do that is in the home with our parents. And by doing that, we are able to build up our communities. Our churches are better. Our towns are better, our neighborhoods are better, our cities are better, our states are better, and our nation will be better. When we show respect, we show honor, we take care of, we honor them in the best way possible of our parents. So today as you take this, and some of you may be thinking, and maybe dealing with parents that you do not honor. You do not like, you did not love them because of some things that happened in your life. And I understand that it is difficult sometimes. If it would have been easy, God wouldn't have had to command it. And when we are able to honor people that we don't think are honorable, the world looks. And the world notices. So we need to honor our parents. And parents, be honorable. Give your children something to honor. Demonstrate what it is to live a life that brings God glory. Demonstrate what it is to be a leader in your home. Demonstrate what it is to love your spouse. Show that to your children. Because they are learning by your actions. So God has called us to honor so that the rest of humanity can see how Christians treat each other and desire that and give glory to their God. Some of you may need to go to your parents and apologize for the way that you treated them, for the way that you acted toward them, for the way that you dishonored them. And you just need to go and say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Some parents need to go to their children and say, look, I lived a life at times that was not honorable. And I didn't teach you what you should have been taught. And I am sorry. And here forward, I'm going to live a life that brings God glory. And in the end, we need to remember that our parents' authority is an extension of God's authority. And God has given us our parents because he loves us and he cares about us. And that authority is extended to them. So we bring our parents honor. We give our parents respect, regardless of whether they deserve it. But it's something we give anyway. So as they play, I want you, I'm sure you've been thinking about your parents. I'm sure you've been thinking about how you honored or maybe dishonored them. And I want to give you a time to respond to God. I really think God puts this command here because it is foundational to every other relationship that we're going to have. Our relationship to our parents affects every other relationship. It affects how you treat your children. It affects how you treat others. It affects how you treat your spouse. And if we can get this relationship right, we have a much better chance of having other relationships right. So God puts it here in the commands, the Ten Commands. Of all the commands he could pick, he picks honor your father and mother. So whatever God's doing in your life, whatever God's speaking to you right now, respond to him. Your response could be in prayer. Your response could be going and seeking repentance. Your response could be any number of things. If you want me to pray with you, I would love to. If you want to grab someone else here and pray with you, do it. Don't wait. Will you stand and spend time responding with God?